Hello. Welcome to 20 Minutes of Peace, the easiest, most affordable, relaxing vacation you will ever take. No bags to pack, no tickets to buy. All you have to do is find a quiet, comfortable place where you won't be disturbed for 20 minutes. This is your time. Your brief vacation. Everything else can wait. Today, after a muscle relaxation, we'll visit the ocean of time, an imaginary place that you might find quite real. On this journey, you will find a new way of experiencing time. One that may bring you relaxation and peace for years to come. Now, when you're ready and you won't be disturbed, start by getting as comfortable as you can. Sitting or lying, it doesn't matter. Whatever is easy and comfortable for you. And you can move around anytime you want to become even more comfortable. There's nothing you have to do except relax. So start by taking some comfortably deep breaths. Not too deep, just comfortably deep. Maybe in through your nose and out through your mouth. And imagine that with each breath in, you are breathing in comfort. And with each breath out, you are breathing out tension. Breathing in peace. Breathing out pain. So that with each breath you take, you become more and more comfortably relaxed. Good. If you haven't closed your eyes yet, you might want to do that now. And bring your attention to your feet. Notice any tension in your left foot and your right foot. And let that tension go. Allow a feeling of comfortable relaxation to begin in your toes and spread through your feet and your ankles. And bring your attention to your calves and notice any tension there and allow them to relax. Your knees, your thighs, your quadriceps and your hamstrings. Let them relax so that your entire legs can be comfortable and relaxed. Now bring your attention to your hips. Notice any tension in your hips and in your lower back and in the muscles of your pelvis. And allow them to relax. And the organs within your pelvis can relax. Now notice your mid-back, the muscles there, the muscles of your abdomen, and the organs within your abdomen can all relax. So that the whole lower half of your body is peacefully and comfortably relaxed. And notice the muscles of your upper back. Invite them to relax. And the muscles of your chest. And the organs within your chest. And bring your attention to your shoulders, the muscles of your shoulders, your trapezius muscles. Invite them to relax. And the muscles of your neck. Even your neck can relax. Now notice, if you will, the muscles of your face. The muscles around your mouth. Invite them to relax. And the muscles around your jaws. And around your eyes. Allow all the muscles of your face and your scalp to relax peacefully. Good. Now bring your attention back to your shoulders. Allow a feeling of relaxation to build there and to flow. And move down your upper arms, through your biceps and your triceps. And your elbows. In your forearms, and let relaxation move through your wrists to your hands. Invite your palms to let go and relax. And your fingers, your little fingers, ring fingers, middle fingers, your index fingers, and your thumbs, so that your entire body can be comfortably and peacefully relaxed. Now, while you are in this relaxed state, bring your mind, if you will, to the idea of time. Not the stress of time, not the schedules you're on or the things you have to do, but to the nature of time itself, what time actually is. Think about it. How does time work? In this culture, and in most modern cultures, we think of time as like a rushing river or a speeding train, a bullet train. We have to chase the train and catch it, or risk being left behind, or run over. And every day we have to chase the train down and catch it again. And that is one way to think of time. But it's not the only way. Most people, in most places, in most cultures that have ever existed, do not think of time like that at all. Farming people think of time as moving in circles. Each day goes around, from sunrise to noon to evening, and comes back around to the same place again. And what you don't do today, you can do tomorrow. Nothing to chase, no way to be left behind. And each year goes around in circles. Spring, summer, moving through the seasons and coming back to the same place year after year. And what you don't do this year, you can do next year. There's no pressure because it's all coming back to you. Take a few moments and imagine yourself in a place where time moves in circles. Perhaps in the country somewhere, where you can feel the season you're in and the time of day. The moon and the sun watching over you. And nothing is missed, because it all comes back over and over. I think you'll agree that's a more relaxing way to think of time. But be aware that the pre-farming people, the hunters and gatherers, see time even more peacefully than that. They think of time as being like a lake. It doesn't go anywhere. You still move around in time. There's mornings, there's afternoons. But time itself isn't going anywhere. You have all you want. Imagine time as a lake or a still sea. And you can float on it. You can splash around in it. If the water makes you uncomfortable, imagine you have a boat or a raft or something big and safe as you want. Float around on. And you have centuries of time to the left of you. And centuries of time on your right. And ages of time behind you that got you to where you are. And ages of time in front of you. And there are even endless eras of time underneath you, holding you up. You still have things to do, but now you have all the time you could ever want, or ever need, or ever use. An ocean of time spreading out in all directions to eternity. No way to be left behind. No way to be left out. No time limits to expire. It goes on forever. Imagine yourself floating on the ocean of time. Notice what you can see here and what you hear. Any smells you can sense. The feelings in your body as you float here. Take a few moments and experience having all the time you could ever want or ever need or ever use. And notice, as you relax here, that in the same ocean of time, or around the edges of the ocean, are everyone you have ever loved, and everything you have ever loved. And you can reach them with a thought, or with a prayer, because time is a still sea, where the slightest ripple of thought goes on forever, and nothing is ever lost, and no one is ever lost, because time is infinite. If you wish, go ahead and reach out to someone with a thought or with a prayer, and be assured that, currently living or not, they will get that message eventually. Good. Now, if you spend your whole life in the ocean of time, you will miss some appointments. But if you spend your whole life on the bullet train of time, you will get to the end far too fast, and you'll miss most of the scenery along the way. Perhaps you can find a balance. Perhaps you could spend at least a few minutes each day in time's ocean, and see what that does for your comfort level, your sense of peace, your quality of life. Remember that it all goes on. It all comes around, as it has since long before you were born, and will still continue long after you move on. And you don't have to do anything about it. You are part of it, just by being and breathing. Take a few more minutes to relax and enjoy the feeling of having all the time you could ever want or ever need. Then, when you're ready, start to become more aware of your body and of the surface beneath you, the room you are in. Gradually allow yourself to come back into your body. Maybe stretch a little. And when you're ready, open your eyes and come back to the present moment. But keep breathing and stay relaxed, because you really do have all the time you want for the important things. It's the trivial stuff that wears you out. Remember that the ocean of time is within you. You can come back here anytime you want, with this tape or without, just by breathing and remembering this experience. Until next time, namaste, go in peace.